native of Trinidad and Tobago, Atiba Williams began playing the steel pan before most people his age were potty trained. By age 4, he was playing the national anthem at major festivals, and by age 5, he was composing his own original pieces. When he was 9 years old, he was asked to arrange a piece for Panorama, which is one of the biggest steel pan festivals in the world. He's still the youngest person to have had this honor. While growing up in Trinidad, Atiba played for every president and every major diplomat that visited his country, including Prince Charles. When he was 16, he left Trinidad to study at the United World Colleges in Italy, but has spent the last 4 years of his life studying music composition at the University of Oklahoma. But he spent the last 4 years of his life studying music composition at the University of Oklahoma, where he recently spoke with Assignment Radio's Joey Adams.
I started when I was very young. I have a musical family, and we sort of did tours around Trinidad and Tobago, where I come from. And at one point, we were doing a charity concert, and my mom had this idea that we would all switch instruments. And my sister, who was usually a singer, was asked to play the steel pan. And I don't know if you know about the structure of a steel pan. It's not very linear like the rest of instruments. You know, it's based on the circle of fifths, which is like a bit confusing. So she couldn't figure it out. And, you know, it was causing her a bit of stress. And then, so we took 5, and I was 1.5 at the time, and my sister held me above the steel pan just to, you know, calm me down because I was crying. And I played the song that she was trying to play, and my mom got scared and thought it was demons, and that's how I started.
So you've studied in Italy, and you've studied in different places around the world. You've played for a ton of people in Trinidad. Why did you want to come to America to study, particularly OU?
I don't know if it was like the American movies or whatever, but I've always been enamored with the big college experience, you know, and I kind of wanted to go to a regular college with like frats and drinking and just, you know, the all-American experience. Also, but at the same time, I didn't want to compromise quality. So OU seemed like the perfect fit because we have like a pretty awesome music program here. And Dr. Lam is my teacher, my composition teacher is kind of legit.
Would you say that OU has fulfilled what you wanted out of your American college experience?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I study hard and I party hard, which is like kind of awesome.
When you got here, did you have to take a step back a little bit, and or what types of struggles and things did you go through?
Well, first of all, like when I first touched down, I had problems with the accent. I could not understand a lot of the people that were here. I've since learned how to like listen and decipher what people are saying, but I couldn't understand anything that a lot of people were saying. It's really strong, to me at least. The second thing that I had to like encounter was that like I had to jog in place, because a lot of American high school students aren't really privy to the sort of music education that people in Trinidad or Italy are. You know, we go to school and we go to music lessons on the side, and it takes all day on Saturdays, and you know, we learn quite a lot, and you know, American students really don't do that. So I freshman year I was in classes. This is when I was discovering things like spectralism and how chaconnes work, and I'm in classes with students who didn't know what a treble clef was, and you know, that was a problem, I guess. But I learned to jog in place, and I learned to do some work on the side, and it was all cool. It was all fine and dandy. The third thing that I had to deal with was sort of like the very, very American spin that the classes seem to have it, or you know, this is an American college, and therefore it's a college for America and a college for Americans. Although we do have like a really, really large international population here at OU, it's not very often that you find a class, unless it's like in international studies, that takes the world perspective or world music even. It does that. But other than that, not really. And so I had to adjust, you know. I had to be like, okay, this is how things are done in America, and I'm here to learn the American way. So that was kind of a culture shock for me.
You're about to graduate here, mm-hmm. coming up this May. What's next for you? What are you trying to do after you leave OU?
Well, I'll go back to Trinidad. My sister has an organization called, it deals with gifted and talented students in the Caribbean, because in the Caribbean we until this organization, we didn't really have a way to catalog or categorize or deal with the gifted and talented students that we would have. So I'm gonna go home and help her develop like curriculums and so on to that gifted and talented students of every field and at every level could participate in and be engaged, because that was a huge problem when I was growing up. I wasn't really engaged with school. I didn't really care. And now I do. And it's because I found programs and stuff outside of school that I could find and engage myself in.
Well, do you want to play for us a little bit before we leave? For Assignment Radio, this is Joey Adams.